Once upon a time, there lived in a little house six musical instruments. Victor the violin, Clarence the clarinet, Andy the accordion, Barney the bass, Patrick the piano, and Danny the drum. Every day, right after breakfast, they would all tune up. Then Victor the violin would rap with his bow upon the music stand, and they would all start to play. One day, Victor said, "Why should I always play with the others? After all, I, the violin, am the king of all the instruments. I'll go to the city and play all by myself." So off he went till he came to the marketplace of a big city. "Quiet, everybody," cried Victor. "I'm going to play all by myself." And he started to play. "Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Let me try again." "Terrible," cried one man. "Awful," cried another. "Why don't you learn how to play?" cried still another. And poor Victor went away, brokenhearted. Meanwhile, back at the little house, Clarence the clarinet thought, "If Victor can play by himself, so can I." And away he went. He came to a beautiful garden and heard a bird singing. "Little bird, I can sound just like you," cried Clarence. "Listen." "Terrible," cried a robin. "Terrible," mocked a mockingbird, cried the little cuckoo bird. And Clarence, too, left brokenhearted. Back at the house, Andy the accordion thought, "No doubt Victor and Clarence are having a lot of fun. I think I'll try playing alone, too." So off he went. He came to a great big forest and heard the trees whispering in the wind. "I can whisper like that," said Andy. "Listen." Whispered an old oak. "Disturbing the peace of the forest," hissed an elm. "Leave us! Leave us!" the trees cried. And Andy went away, sad and lonely. "Well," said Barney the bass back home, "it looks like the violin and the clarinet and the accordion have the right idea. I, too, am going out into the world." He walked and he walked till he came to an airfield, and he heard airplanes warming up. "I can play like that," cried Barney. "Just listen." "Awful," roared the planes. "He will ruin our engines. Go away! Go away!" And Barney walked away, sad and lonely. Meanwhile, back at the little house, people gathered to hear the beautiful music they had always heard every morning. But the only ones left in the house were Danny the drum and Patrick the piano. "We can't disappoint the crowd," they thought. "So we'll try to play, just the two of us."
Terrible!
terrible, cried someone. Awful, cried another. Just a moment, cried a tearful voice from the crowd. Can I join the music? It was Victor the violin. And I too, cried the voice of Clarence the clarinet. And I, cried Andy the accordion and Barney the bass. It was the prettiest music anyone had ever heard, and the greatest lesson anyone can ever learn. Divided and alone, we can do nothing, but united, together, we can always win.